Photo credit, https://pave.me/2016/11/25/marriageblog yes and no slash. Hello everyone. How's life going for you on this Monday afternoon? It is just as hot and humid today, here on the streets of New York City, as it was last week. Don't forget to drink water and keep that sense of humor alive. I'm switching up this blog post by offering one question that I tackled and one poetry response from a writer on Quora. I do try my best to tackle a wide range of topics. This includes subjects I'm not totally fond of, religion and politics. Before you slip into this dual-subject Quora blog post, I shall share with you my first children's book that's entitled, Not All Girls Play With Dolls, that is available in ebook, paperback, and hardcover on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes. Additionally, I'm also sharing my first adult ebook entitled, Construction Tales, Volume 1, A Woman's Journey to Become an Electrician. I have the pleasure of being able to share with you another dual dose of Quora advice. For my first course for your mind, the subject is on Christians who write laws in the United States. Religion is one of my favorite topics. I have never said ever, smiley face, however, it sounded more interesting to speak on compared to other questions that others have posed for me to respond. I grew up in a Baptist family that was heavy in the religion. I used to have to go to early Bible study, morning service, and then evening service on Sundays. I also had to go to church on Wednesday evenings and then with a youth group on Fridays. Due to my extreme exposure to church, I chose to not go as an adult. Additionally, I didn't force my two sons to go to church either. I let them make that decision on their own. Over the years, my eldest son would go to church with his girlfriends and their family. I believe that the religious freedom that we have in the United States doesn't compare to any other nation in the globe. If I am wrong, by all means tell me. Compared to the signing of the Constitution, I think the religious hold on society is nowhere near as tight as the beginning. I'm happy for that since religion is not an integral part of my life. For my second piece of advice, I chose a topic that wildly swings in another direction compared to religion. I opted to grab a person's poem, by author Dushka Sapata, on the subject of not choosing to get married as a woman. I shared with the author that I am sharing on my blog with my feedback. The list of reasons why a woman chooses to not marry is rather large in nature. I find many valid points that mirror my previous choices to not get married. I made the choice to marry as a young woman at age 18 years old. It was an incredibly difficult 2-year journey before he passed away due to a motorcycle accident. It's hard enough to blend to opposing genders from different backgrounds in the first place. Add a young age to the mix and it is a recipe for a disaster. I have not yet crossed paths with a man that I truly want to hitch my wagon to him. If the person is not responsible in some way, they can drag you down with them to the bottom of the ocean. It is not a good thing to recover from if the person's wagon goes far off the tracks. Screw up your credit and it takes many years to get back on track. Even if the road traveled looks good, you can't predict the future and the outcome with great certainty. Over time after getting to know a man, I see that it will not be a successful experience and then I eventually bow out of the relationship. I have come close a few times in my life of tying the knot. Women have it tough already caring for the family. Add a job that is physically demanding to the equation. The men I have crossed paths with tend to get lazier and lazier over time while in a relationship with me. Once I get out of the relationship, the man then realizes that not all women are willing to step up to contribute to the relationship. I had one relationship where the guy just sat in the living room while I carried in the groceries. I guarantee he will never find someone to pick up as much slack so he can sit on his ass in the future. Perhaps that is the karma for years of enduring his extreme laziness. Instead of making my life easier, it feels like I have another body to be responsible for and that turns me off over time. This is the main reason why I've chosen to not get married. Being lazy with efforts and finances is such a huge turnoff. I'm happy to report that there is not a man out there where I screwed up and let him get away from me. Scratch that, there was one guy who I met after my husband died who could have been very good for me. It was too soon after becoming a widow and he was very overbearing and it made me run away. I felt like I was going to lose myself in the relationship since he wanted to steamroll over my voice and choices. It wasn't right for me at the time so I don't regret it. I have found the best success in a relationship with keeping the finances separate. Struggling with finances is a key reason for a divorce. The partner offers money for half of the bills and is free to keep their remaining proceeds to themselves. If my partner or I work overtime, it is fair to be able to enjoy that as you wish and see fit. I've always seen the woman carry the bulk of the responsibility of child rearing. Shout out to the people who recognize the needs of children and choose to not have them. Just because you can make children doesn't mean you should. Your heart needs to be in the right place in order to give them a great life. Shout out to the men who recognize a woman's hard work and step up to work as a team with their wives. Much credit needs to be given to the non-lazy partners out there. In some parts of the world, people cannot marry who they want to marry. My heart goes out to anyone stuck in the wrong situation or those who feel trapped in a marriage that was expected to be better than what it actually is in reality. What do you think about marriage? Have you put thoughts into the future of a union with another soul? Don't be afraid to leave your thoughts right down in the comments section below. Go ahead and continue reading my selections for you today right down below. Posed question number 1. Greater than why do Christians feel that they should write the laws in the US when not everyone is Christian? Greater than. Greater than by Pinky Pinkerton. My response number 1. Greater than the heavy influence of Christianity goes back to the founding fathers of the nation who signed the Declaration of Independence. They were mostly Christian Protestant in nature. Despite being of the Christian faith, they made provisions in the Constitution for the freedom of religious persecution. I believe that it is hard to write laws, despite the line in the sand between church and state, that were not based in some way on religion when the group had deeply rooted religious beliefs. The First Amendment established the freedom of religion. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The First Amendment was adopted on December 15, 1791. This amendment established the right to be free of religious persecution and other freedoms of speech. Over the past 200 years, more and more people have entered the country and they belong to different religions. Compared to other nations, I'd like to believe that the United States gives more freedom to various religions than any other nation in the world. If I am incorrect, please enlighten me with a name drop of another nation. I believe that Christians believe it is their duty to enlighten others that they would consider to be lost souls. It is one of the cornerstone proclamations that I recall as a young Baptist churchgoer. After all, it is believed that lost souls will have to meet up with Satan once they are finished with this journey on earth. Religion is on both a conscious and subconscious level. I don't think many are even aware that their laws are wrapped within the Christian faith. Oftentimes, it takes a high-level court judge to remind lawmakers of the separation between church and state. May you have much success on your life path and freedom of religious persecution. Hashtag construction tales, hashtag verbally disastrous, hashtag not all girls play with dolls. Greater than. Greater than by Leslie M. Jasper. https://www.quora.com/why-do-christians-feel-that-they-should-write-the-laws-in-the-US-when-not-everyone-is-christian/answer/Leslie-Jasper-3?topic_bio=1. Posed question number 2. Greater than are there women who aren't interested in getting married? If so, why not? Greater than. Greater than by Dushka Sapata. The response number 2. Greater than yes, of course. Greater than. Greater than because she doesn't see the point. Greater than. Greater than because she's been married already and it wasn't all that. Greater than. Greater than because of a previous bad experience. Greater than. Greater than because of a previous good experience that cannot be replicated. Greater than. Greater than because she wants to focus on other things such as a career, or her friends, or her family, or her nieces and nephews. Greater than. Greater than because she wants to focus on raising her children. Greater than. Greater than because she wants to keep her finances separate. Greater than. Greater than because she loves the life she already has. Greater than. Greater than because she is not monogamous. Greater than. Greater than because marriage regards a woman as property. Greater than. Greater than because marriage can be a trap. Greater than. Greater than because marriage is designed for the convenience of men. Greater than. Greater than because it's not legal to marry the person she wants to marry. Greater than. Greater than because it's dangerous to marry the person she wants to marry. Greater than. Greater than because divorce is rampant. Greater than. Greater than because marriage is expensive. Greater than. Greater than because marriage is not what you think. Greater than. Greater than because marriage is exactly what you think. Greater than. Greater than because marriage is more trouble than it's worth. Greater than. Greater than because marriage is not necessary. Greater than. Greater than because she feels she does not need it. Greater than. Greater than because living together is enough. Greater than. Greater than because she doesn't want to live with anyone else. Greater than. Greater than because she prefers to be alone. Greater than. Greater than because she feels she does not need a relationship. Greater than. Greater than because she prefers casual relationships. Greater than. Greater than because she wants to have sex with more than one person. Maybe not right now, but definitely someday. Greater than. Greater than because she wants a commitment that does not involve paperwork and the law. Greater than. Greater than because she doesn't like her mother-in-law. Greater than. Greater than because she is afraid. Greater than. Greater than because she is not. Greater than. Greater than because she has not seen any examples of a good marriage. Greater than. Greater than because she believes people who are married are only happy for a couple of years. Greater than. Greater than because she does not want children. Greater than because what if she changes her mind? Greater than. Greater than because forever is a long time. Greater than. Greater than because what if her feelings change? Greater than for an infinite number of other reasons, all valid because it's her life and as such the decision cannot ever belong to anyone else. Greater than. Greater than by Dushka Zapata. Link to Dushka's work. https://qr.a/pdmpgt. I thank you for allowing yourself to sift rigorously throughout my various advice posts. My goal was to not stir up your emotions with these topics that I have presented today. I'm aware that this is a challenge for some. At the very least, have them in the back of your mind to chew on. If you so choose, share how you feel on the chosen topics today, by dropping your thoughts in the comment section at the bottom of the blog post. If you get into listening to podcasts, I encourage you to review my last 8 podcast episodes that are listed down below from the Verbally Disastrous podcast via links for Spotify and YouTube down below. If you are into reading on a Kindle, check out my newest short story release that belongs to my Construction Tales Told by a Woman Kindle Vella Library short story series on Amazon down below. My last short story, number 11, is entitled Juggling Motherhood and Working with the Tools. This short story covers my life as a widowed, single mother in the era when I juggled both motherhood and my career as a journeywoman electrician. The previous short story is number 10, is entitled Early Life Lessons and Characters to Meet as an Apprentice. If anyone has read any of my other previous short stories, let me know your thoughts. While we are at it, go ahead and check out the many links for my book hashtag Construction Tales down below. It's time for me to go back out in the heat and humidity and observe the crews. Kindly go back to your Thursday tasks so that you may finish up, go home, and relax on the couch if you so choose. I'm rooting for you if you have to head to your second job tonight after your first job. I remember that grind back in my early mid-20s. Hopefully I can dig up some more interesting content so that I may disrupt your day shortly. Have yourself a great morning/afternoon/evening on your side of the globe and a restful or productive day. Link to Construction Tales, Volume 1, A Woman's Journey to Become an Electrician, paperback and Kindle, on Amazon. Link to Construction Tales, A Young Person's Guide to Accomplish Anything in Life, paperback and Kindle, on Amazon. USA, use this link for the audio version of my book hashtag Construction Tales on Audible. https://www.au.dible.com/pd/bo7p5pncs7/?mark:source_code=odd:pose0223189mwtbkacx0144253 and ref=_btyunderscore_bk_acx0_14425_rh_us. United Kingdom, use this link for the audio version of my book hashtag Construction Tales on Audible. https://www.au.bull.co.uk/pd/bo7p5pp7rw/question mark source underscore code equals offer DLWS02231890O86BK ACX0144233 and ref equals x underscore BTY underscore BK underscore ACX0 underscore 144253 underscore RH underscore UK. France, Belgium, Switzerland, use this link for the audio version of my book hashtag Construction Tales on Audible. https://www.au.bull.fr/pd/bo7p7rife4g/question mark source underscore code equals frau02231890 3bbk acx0144253 and ref equals x underscore bty underscore bk underscore acx0 underscore 144253 underscore rh underscore fr. Germany, Austria, Switzerland, use this link for the audio version of my book hashtag Construction Tales on Audible. https://www.au.bull.de/pd/bo7p8w3b/question mark source underscore code equals acrw02231890009 bkacx0144253 and ref equals x underscore bty underscore bk underscore acx0 underscore 144253 underscore rh underscore da. Verbally Disastrous Podcast Episode Links. Here is the link to the Verbally Disastrous Podcast on Spotify. Verbally Disastrous on Spotify. Verbally Disastrous. Season Number 1, Episode Number 43, Part A Tramping in Cali. On YouTube. Verbally Disastrous. Season Number 1, Episode Number 44, Part B Tramping in Cali. On YouTube. Verbally Disastrous. Season Number 1, Episode Number 45, Part C Tramping in Cali. On YouTube. Verbally Disastrous. Season Number 2, Episode Number 46 : Early Life Lessons and Characters to Meet as an Apprentice on YouTube. Verbally Disastrous Podcast. S Number 2, EP. Number 47, Part A Juggling Motherhood and Working with the Tools on YouTube. Verbally Disastrous Podcast. S Number 2, EP. Number 48, Part B Juggling Motherhood and Working with the Tools on YouTube. Verbally Disastrous Podcast S Number 2, Episode Number 49, Just Released Not All Girls Play with Dolls. On YouTube. Verbally Disastrous Podcast S Number 2, Episode Number 50, My First 7 Weeks as a Site Safety Manager on YouTube. I recently shared my latest short story that has been loaded up to my Construction Tales Told by a Woman Kindle Vella library on Amazon. This is short story number 11 entitled, Juggling Motherhood and Working with the Tools. This short story covers my life as a widowed, single mother in the era when I juggled both motherhood and my career as a journeywoman electrician. I share the various challenges I faced and lessons learned along the way. The previous short story is entitled, Number 10, Early Life Lessons and Characters to Meet as an Apprentice. I decided to write about some life lessons such as guarding your personal information, managing nasty rumors, combating sexual harassment, gender discrimination, and racism. Overall, the construction culture has improved dramatically over the past 25 years. Developing both a thick skin and a sharp tongue are key tools needed to survive various job site antics. I hope you learned something from this short story. There are more to come. These short stories are now also available as Verbally Disastrous podcast episodes. Construction Tales Told by a Woman, 11, Kindle Vella Short Stories on Amazon. The Verbally Disastrous Store on Teespring. The Verbally Disastrous Store on Teespring. https://mystoreC1f946.creatorspring.com. Cheers. Leslie M. Jasper. Author and host of the hashtag Verbally Disastrous podcast now live on many platforms that include Acast, Amazon Music, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Overcast, Pandora Podcasts, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Podbean, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, Podcast Gang, Radio Public, Reason, SoundCloud, Soundtrap, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and YouTube. The audio blog, Verbally Disastrous Podcast and Construction Tales Blog. Now available on Acast, Amazon Music, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Castbox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Overcast, Pandora Podcasts, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Podbean, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, Podcast Gang, Radio Public, Reason, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Hashtag Women Empowerment, Hashtag To Marketing, Hashtag Photacular Imagery, Hashtag Kindle Vella, Hashtag Free Britney, Hashtag Amazon Music, Hashtag Anastasia Taranenko, Hashtag Fiverr, Hashtag Tad _ Art, Hashtag Pandora Podcasts, Hashtag Soundtrap, Hashtag Construction Tales, Hashtag Audio, Hashtag Intro, Hashtag Fun, Hashtag Hot, Hashtag Mess, Hashtag Creations, Hashtag Connecticut, Hashtag New York, Hashtag Family, Hashtag Foolery, Hashtag Podcast, Hashtag Spotify, Hashtag Verbally Disastrous, Hashtag New, Hashtag Topics, Hashtag How To, Hashtag Secrets, Hashtag Women, Hashtag Powerful, Hashtag Strong, Hashtag Shorts, Hashtag Men, Hashtag Teen, Hashtag Trinata Laugh, Hashtag Edgy, Hashtag Realistic, Hashtag Explicit, Hashtag Mature, Hashtag Shocking, Hashtag Thought Provoking, Hashtag Fresh, Hashtag Dark, Hashtag Must Watch, Hashtag SoundCloud, Hashtag YouTube, Hashtag Johnny, Hashtag Creative, Hashtag IX, Hashtag Reddit, Hashtag Community, Hashtag Leslie at Verb Disastrous, Hashtag Strong Women, Hashtag Woman in Construction, Hashtag Empower, Hashtag Gender, Hashtag iConduit, Hashtag Female Renovator, Hashtag Renovation, Hashtag Project, Hashtag Woman Construction Project, Hashtag Strong, Hashtag Slideshow, Hashtag 2013 Project, Hashtag Learn Be Watching, Hashtag Girl Power, Hashtag SheTruck, Hashtag Tape, Hashtag Electrical, Hashtag Plumbing, Hashtag Tile, Hashtag Dust, Hashtag Dirt, Hashtag Debris, Hashtag Basement, Hashtag Paint, Hashtag Renovate, Hashtag Insulation, Hashtag Hi-Hats, Hashtag Wiring, Hashtag Metal Studs, Hashtag Screws, Hashtag Workout, Hashtag Johnny, Hashtag Promo, Hashtag Videos, Hashtag Creative, Hashtag Sons, Hashtag Discuss With Them, Hashtag Topics, Hashtag Tom, Hashtag Open Conversation, Hashtag Johnny, Episodes, Hashtag Lot Lizard, Hashtag Amazon Prime, Hashtag Video, Hashtag Documentary, Hashtag Netflix, Hashtag Gorilla Glue, Hashtag Gorilla, Hashtag Glue, Hashtag Spray, Hashtag Gorilla Glue Woman, Hashtag Hair, Hashtag Hair Surgery, Hashtag Los Angeles, Hashtag Dr. Obang, Hashtag Plastic Surgeon, Hashtag Alcoholic, Hashtag Drinks, Hashtag Testing, Hashtag Episodes, Hashtag Release, Hashtag Soon, Hashtag Alcoholic, Hashtag Samples, Hashtag Revel Stoke, Hashtag New Amsterdam, Hashtag Pink Whitney, Hashtag Wicked Pickle, Hashtag Bird Dog, Hashtag Blackberry, Hashtag Whiskey, Hashtag Vodka, Hashtag 99 Bananas, Hashtag Old Smoky, Hashtag Suo23_, Hashtag Video Gaming, Hashtag Streaming, Hashtag OSHA502, Hashtag Renewal, Hashtag Trainthy Trainer, Hashtag Grit, Hashtag Anchor, Hashtag Breaker, Hashtag Google Podcasts, Hashtag Pocket Casts, Hashtag Radio Public, Hashtag Article, Hashtag Life, Hashtag Apprentice, Hashtag Comedy Central, Hashtag Skit, Hashtag Jessa Reed, Hashtag Apple Podcasts, Hashtag Deezer, Hashtag Podchaser, Hashtag Podbean, Hashtag TuneIn, Hashtag CastBox, Hashtag Player FM, Hashtag iHeartRadio, Hashtag Stitcher, Hashtag Acast, Hashtag Podcast Gang, Hashtag Podcast Addict, Hashtag Ziplining, Hashtag Adventure Park, Hashtag Preshkit, Hashtag Say No to Rapists, Hashtag Justice for UWA, Hashtag Not All Girls Play With Dolls, Hashtag Scholastic, Hashtag Nonfiction, Hashtag Bookstagram, Hashtag Drop Everything and Read, Hashtag Spring Book Fair 2021, Hashtag Love of Reading, Hashtag Reading, Hashtag Construction Tales, Hashtag Books, Hashtag Funny, Hashtag NYC, Hashtag Podcast, Hashtag Spotify, Hashtag Verbally Disastrous, Hashtag Book Fair, Hashtag Bookjoy, Hashtag Read Anywhere, Hashtag Love to Read, Hashtag All for Books, Hashtag Adult, Hashtag FBF22, Hashtag LBF22, Hashtag B22, Hashtag IKBF22 hashtag KLF22 hashtag HKTDC22 hashtag GBF22 hashtag EVE22 hashtag LAVFOB22 hashtag SIV22 hashtag FILBO22 hashtag IVE22 hashtag BAVE22 hashtag MEV22 hashtag BIDSP22 hashtag BS22 hashtag BBF22 hashtag HIP22 hashtag IPTOF22 hashtag IBVF 22 hashtag IVE22 hashtag JLF22 hashtag JIVE22 hashtag LBF22 hashtag NDWBF22 hashtag TIVE22 hashtag TIVE22 hashtag BCBF22 hashtag LEVERPARIS22 hashtag SDLDM22 hashtag HBF22 hashtag FIL22 hashtag EVE22 hashtag SBF22 hashtag BUQUEEN22 hashtag FIVE22 hashtag ADIPF22 hashtag APE22 hashtag Bookstagram hashtag Book hashtag Buku Islami hashtag Bukamura hashtag Islamist Bookfair hashtag Buku hashtag Booklover hashtag Buku Sahara hashtag Book Berlin hashtag Booklove hashtag Share hashtag Bookshelf hashtag International Bookfair hashtag Bookholic hashtag Hwabuku hashtag Hwalbukamura hashtag Reading hashtag Obrabuku hashtag Bukuindi hashtag Buku Jogja hashtag Tokabukamura hashtag Bukmes hashtag Lanka hashtag Pasarbaku hashtag Bukalanka hashtag Vipe hashtag Paul Bellabuku online hashtag Online Shop hashtag Fallen online hashtag Booklovers hashtag NRES Books hashtag Reading Books hashtag Books Off Instagram hashtag Bakwood Stalling hashtag Book hashtag Bookish hashtag Book Berlin Kids hashtag Tokabuku online hashtag Boimala hashtag Lazen hashtag Bookworm hashtag Poetry hashtag Gonder hashtag FBM hashtag Bazarbuku hashtag Book Review hashtag Berlin hashtag Read hashtag Writer hashtag Berliner Buchmesse hashtag Buchmesse Berlin hashtag Author hashtag Instabooks hashtag Bachverkoping hashtag Virtual Bookfair hashtag Book Addict